Kroger Tender-A Beef. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'd like to ask a question about your family. Would you say they're hard to please at dinner time? Well, if they are, here's a tip for you. You can have a successful meal anytime when you serve Kroger quality beef. Yes, just serve Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. And when you visit your nearest Kroger store and buy Kroger quality beef, buy it with confidence, for it's the very best beef you can get right now. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can be sure of delighting everybody when you serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store. Step up to the counter and ask for Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now, Hearts in Harmony. Freddie Lang has had a mild falling out with Nora Williams, but his trouble is nothing compared to the troubles of Penny Gibbs. Her mysterious job for wealthy Carrie Carlton has gotten her into difficulties just as mysterious. All she'll say is...
I'm sorry, Freddie. I can't tell you why I know I'm in trouble, so don't ask me again, please.
Okay, Gibbsy. That's the way you feel about it. But at least why don't you get smart? Instead of worrying about it, do something.
There's nothing
about
I can do about it, Freddie.
Sure there is. Just tell that Carrie Carlton dame to give her job to somebody else. That you don't want it no more.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because Mrs. Carlton told me in the beginning that there might be certain difficulties. Even maybe serious trouble.
Uh-huh.
And I told her I'd still take the job.
You told her that you'd still keep the job, Gibbsy, or she made you keep it?
How could she make me keep it, Freddie?
Easy. Those rich dames have a way of talking people into things.
I assure you, Mrs. Carlton didn't talk me into anything.
Maybe that's what you think.
Freddie, don't you give me credit for having any mind at all?
Yeah, sure I do, Gibbsy. But I still think you're a sucker for a sob story. You can be talking into doing almost anything if you think it's going to help somebody
else.
Now,
you listen to me. I needed a job badly. Mrs. Carlton offered me a good one. I couldn't just turn it down.
You mean it was a rotten job, but you took it just because you needed to have the dough?
No, it wasn't entirely the money. It was a job with opportunity.
An opportunity to do what? Get yourself into a mess?
Freddie, I'm not in a mess.
You mean not yet?
Well, things are just a little mixed up now, that's all. Maybe not as badly mixed up as I think, either.
Yeah, but that's an awful big maybe.
Not
maybe.
Not so very big, no. I've had problems before, Freddie. Somehow or other, I've solved them.
Yeah, but they were worth solving, Gibbsy. They were your problems. But now you got yourself all tangled up on account of this Carlton dame. Now, why don't you hand her the trouble that you've got and tell her to worry about it?
Freddie, look. She's an old lady, an old and friendless lady. If I were to leave her with this problem on her hands, it just wouldn't be fair.
And I guess it's fair to you to have the old lady's trouble for her, huh? Honest, Gibbsy, you're beautiful, but you're nuts.
I don't think I'm either, Freddie. I merely promised to do a certain job, and I don't think it's right to go back on that promise.
Look, what are you worrying about a promise to that Carlton gal for, huh? I'll bet she never kept one in her whole life. She doesn't have to. She can buy her way out of whatever she does wrong, out of busted promises or busted anything.
But would she?
Them rich dames are all alike, Gibbsy, and none of them is worth bothering about. Look, why don't you tell old lady Carlton that you don't want the job, see? And let her give it to somebody else.
Freddie, I told you it's too late for that. Besides, I don't like to start things and not finish them.
Uh-huh. I guess if you started to fall off a cliff, you'd want to finish that, too.
Oh, you're being silly.
No, I ain't. Sounds to me like you're heading for the same kind of trouble with this job as you'd be having if you headed for dropping off a cliff.
Freddie, I am not in any danger.
No?
No.
Can't look at me and say that.
Yes, I can.
Well, go ahead, try.
Freddie, it's just nonsense to think that there's any danger. Any physical danger, I mean.
But you're scared of something, ain't you? And it ain't just a problem that's tough to solve, either. Gibbsy, how about this guy who saw Prof. Rogers the other day and asked a mouthful of questions about you. Would that be the reason you're worried?
Yes. Because, well, it's hard to explain, Freddie, but it's important for no one to know what I'm doing, especially right now, when I'm getting started.
But this guy has already found out, and that does mean trouble, huh?
It depends on how much he's found out.
And if he found out a lot?
Which he hasn't.
But if he has...
I don't know. Then it'll be up to Mrs. Carlton to decide what to do.
I guess if she tells you to throw yourself into a concrete mixer, you'll do that too, huh?
Look, what do you think Mrs. Carlton is, Freddie? Some human monster out of the Dark Ages?
I don't know what she is. All I know is that I don't like her. And I don't like you working for her, either. And I'm going to do something about making you quit that job, Gibbsy. What's more, I'm going to do it right now. Hi, Prof.
Oh, Freddie, come in.
I ain't butting into nothing, am I?
No, I was just reading. How's the dairy coming along?
Oh, it's okay. Made a little dough, though.
Oh, how much? Maybe I can let you have some.
No, thanks, Prof. Not right now, anyway. Maybe later on, if I can't get it nowhere else. See, look, Prof.
Huh?
We got to do something about Gibbsy and that job that she's got with the old lady Carlton.
Do something about it? What?
We got to get her to quit. Now, look, you can talk her into quitting. I know you can.
I wonder.
You want her to quit, don't you, Prof? She's told you she may end up in a barrel of trouble.
Yeah, and I think she's right.
Well, then why don't you talk her into quitting the job?
Does she seem especially upset today?
Oh, Prof, you know how Gibbsy is. She'll say she ain't got a care in the world when she's got more worries than a guy trying to pay off a $100 debt with 15 cents.
Oh, well, if she's that worried, maybe I'd better have a talk with her.
I wish you would, Prof. She'll listen to you.
Yeah, she'll listen to me, Freddie, but whether or not she'll do what I tell her is another thing. I'll go see her this afternoon and give my persuasive powers a try, but I can't guarantee the results, I'm sorry to say.
Just a minute.
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs.
Well, Professor Rogers, I know you just happen to be in the neighborhood.
No, Miss Gibbs. This is a visit with a purpose.
Oh, you mean you admit it, hmm?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm flattered. Come in and sit down.
I will, just as soon as I get rid of this coat.
Mm-hmm.
There. How's the baby?
Oh, she's fine. She's getting to be a big girl now.
Oh, I imagine so. She'll be running around and talking before you know it.
And she'll be a grown woman before we know it, too.
Oh, now, let's not rush things that fast, Miss Gibbs. Freddie came to see me this morning.
Oh?
And you can imagine about what, can't you?
Yes, I can.
Look, Miss Gibbs, if all your friends feel that you are being very foolish to continue on this job with Mrs. Carlton, don't you think you ought to consider quitting it?
I have considered it, Professor.
And decided against it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the fact that you gave it consideration proves to me it would be extremely wise for you to quit the job. Why don't you quit it?
Because it wouldn't be fair to Mrs. Carlton.
Don't you ever think of yourself first and others later?
Of course I do.
Name one time you've ever done that.
Well, I...
You can't. Because you haven't.
Well, I'm sure if it had been right to think of myself first, I'd have done it, Professor. I've been rather lucky in making decisions.
You have a great amount of ability in making right decisions, Miss Gibbs. But tell me something truthfully. What would you really like to do about this job of yours with Mrs. Carlton? And please be truthful about it.
If I must be truthful, I'd like to give it up.
It seems the wisest thing to do?
Yes, it does.
Well, then, by your own admission, there's something wrong with keeping it, Miss Gibbs. And with your ability to make decisions that are correct. Well, do I have to say more?
No, you don't, Professor. I see your point. You've made it rather well.
When are you going to tell Mrs. Carlton that you're giving up the job?
I'll see her about it this afternoon. I guess the sooner I quit, the better. Then it won't be so hard for her to get someone to replace.
I will not let you quit your job with me, Miss Gibbs. I will not let you do it. And that's final. Goodbye.
Mrs. Carlton, I can't go on with it.
You most certainly can, and you will.
I won't. I think I have a right to work for you or not work for you as I wish.
You made a promise to me that you'd see this thing through. You have no right to go back on your promise.
Mrs. Carlton, I didn't promise anything. I merely said I'd take a job.
That is the same as a promise. Now, we won't talk about it anymore. When I tap my cane, I get what I want. And I have tapped my cane.
And I don't allow my life to be run at the tap of the cane, Mrs. Carlton. I decide myself what I will or will not do, and I've decided that...
Your decision doesn't interest me, young lady. I have acquired your services, and I intend to keep them.
My services are no longer available. I'm leaving the job as of now.
I'm sorry, my dear, but that isn't satisfactory.
Well, then I'll give you notice. I know I should do that. I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to say I was quitting immediately.
You're not quitting at all, and we'll hear no more about it.
Mrs. Carlton, do you think you have any right to expect me to stay in a job I don't like?
There are a lot of things we have to do in this world we don't like. It's time you learn that.
I do a great many things I don't especially like doing. In fact, this is one of them. I really don't want to quit. I just feel that it's probably the wisest thing to do.
Your friends have been talking to you, haven't they?
Yes, Mrs. Carlton, they have.
Constantly. Well, let me talk to you too, my dear. I regret that I'm the kind of person I am, a mean and demanding old woman. I know what's the matter with me. I'm spoiled. That's why I get so unreasonable when people don't do as I ask.
I don't think you can be accused of being unreasonable, Mrs. Carlton.
But I am, my dear, and I know it. And sometimes it's just as well that I am. This, I think, is one of those times. I simply can't let you quit the job.
And why can't you let me quit the job?
Because, my dear, certain things must be done. And I'm not only too old to do them, but wouldn't be able to do them as successfully as you.
Well, I'm very flattered, but certainly someone else could... Well,
I don't think I could trust someone else as completely as I trust you. Now, stay on the job, dear. And you'll see how important it is that you do the job.
Mrs. Carlton, I can't...
Please, my dear, I beg of you to keep the job. No, I won't demand it. I'll merely ask you as a favor to me and a favor to yourself.
When you put it that way...
There will be problems, yes, and great difficulties at times. But if you'll just have the patience, I know you'll never be sorry. Will you keep the job, please?
All right, Mrs. Carlton. I'll keep the job.
So Penny is going to stay on the job, is she? Didn't the normally harsh Mrs. Carlton turn suddenly sweet? Is Mrs. Carlton really sincere, or is there a hidden motive behind her actions? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, did you know this? Did you know that Kroger quality beef is the best beef that's available on today's market? Yes, you can buy this beef with confidence that it will be deliciously tender, brimming with flavorful, rich juices. Get some, and then wait until that family of yours comes home and the aroma of superbly cooked Kroger quality beef greets them. Just watch their faces light up. Just watch the glowy mood it puts them in. Yes, Kroger quality beef can make your dinner a meal that is sure to please every member of the family. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get deliciously tender, juicy Kroger quality beef. Remember, Kroger quality beef is beef you can buy with confidence because it's the very best beef you can buy today. Get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store soon. Now, your local announcer.